take a moment to say thank you so much to all our subscribers on our YouTube channel, 99 Catholics, and to all our followers on our Facebook page. We're growing, and there are a lot of new people visiting our channel every day who are getting involved and asking questions about our Catholic faith, but most of our new visitors are not yet subscribed. We strive to create videos for our community that help us to grow in our faith and reach holiness, and to be responsive with the help of our priests to the questions and comments that are posted. We also use our polls to make the videos you would like to watch. We are so eager to share with all of you so many truly inspiring videos about our holy brothers and sisters, the saints, and other important topics in our Catholic faith, and maintain a healthy and peaceful environment for everyone. We'll keep this short. We need your support to keep glorifying God in everything we do. Please make sure to subscribe to our channel. Your subscription is important to us. Like this video and drop a comment below for any suggestions or ideas of what you would like to see on 99 Catholics in the future. We will keep all of you in our holy rosaries. Thank you, and may God bless you always.
Jesus Christ, and blessed be the Virgin Mary, our Mother. Amen. St. Pio of Pietrelcina, known as Padre Pio, is a mystical and stigmatized saint. After Mass, Padre Pio gave the utmost importance to the ministry of confession, where he obtained great fruits of conversion. Since he became famous in 1918 by spreading the news of his sores, Padre Pio heard confession daily for 8 to 9 hours. As early as 1919, in the summer, men had to wait 10 to 15 days to confess. They slept in the countryside around the convent and left everything in order to confess with him. There were thousands, and it was necessary to ask the carabinieri, that's the Italian police, for permanent help to keep order. He confessed men in the sacristy and women in church. Only in 1967, when he was already 80 years old and celebrating Mass in a wheelchair, he confessed 15,000 women and 10,000 men. Many of the penitents he rejected in bad ways when he saw that they were not prepared or repentant. Father Gerardo di Flumeri reports, some years before Padre Pio's death, a gentleman, a benefactor of his works who lived in America, arrived in San Giovanni Rotondo. As he approached Padre Pio, he abruptly sent the gentleman away. The poor man insisted on being recognized as a benefactor, but Padre Pio insisted that he leave. He went to San Severo to tell me about the humiliating treatment he had received, and I advised him to go to confession with another priest, but he asked me to accompany him and to intercede with Padre Pio as a benefactor. Talking with Padre Pio, he was able to confide to me that the gentleman had a young lover with whom he betrayed his wife sometimes. Then I understood the reason for the rejection of Padre Pio, who had the gift of knowledge of hearts. So I told him, if we go to see him, Padre Pio will throw us both out. We went to the convent of San Giovanni Rotondo, and as soon as Padre Pio saw us, he said, have you gone to call a lawyer? Get out, the two of you. We withdrew, and the poor man began to cry. I exhorted him to confess to another priest. He confessed, and the two of us went back to see Padre Pio. This time, Padre Pio received him well, thanked him for his help, and hugged him. When saying goodbye to him, Padre Pio insisted, now that you return to America, live as a good Christian, do you understand? Returning to America, after a year, he wrote me a letter, asking me to ask Padre Pio if he could visit him again, but Padre Pio categorically answered no. I learned from a daughter of his that he had resumed his relationship with his mistress, who who was the cause of discord in the family. After several months, the gentleman wrote to me saying that everything was over and he had returned to God for good. Then Padre Pio made me write to him that he could return. Thus, he was able to receive the blessing of beloved Padre Pio for himself and his family. Luciano Levellara went to confess with Padre Pio and to ask him for the health of his mother. At the end of the confession, Padre Pio told him, "Cut off that relationship immediately." He understood that he was referring to his girlfriend, with whom he was in love, and who, after a year, had declared to him that she was already married. One day, a young Franciscan tertiary, who was helping to distribute things to the poor, found a good piece of cloth, and since she was also in need, she kept it for herself. When confessing to Padre Pio, he yelled at her, "Your hands are dirty." "No, Father, I washed my hands." "And that cloth that you have stolen?" "But the cloth was for the poor, and I am poor." "Yes, but you should have asked permission." A merchant from Pisa came to ask for the cure of his daughter. Padre Pio told him that he was sicker than his daughter. He replied that he was fine. And Padre Pio added, "How can you be okay with so many sins? I see at least 32. A great sinner, prostrate at Padre Pio's feet, told all of her sins except one of hers, and she, after a few moments, confessed the one that was missing. Padre Pio said, "That is the one I was waiting for. Now I can give you absolution." Another day, a man went to confess with Padre Pio, and when the man was kneeling, Padre Pio shouted at him, "Get out of here, animal! Outside!" That man, humiliated, withdrew. The next day on the train, he met someone who had attended the scene and told him that he was indeed in sin, because according to his wife, they had aborted 3 times. He repented and came back to be forgiven. One morning, a barber went to confession and Padre Pio sent him away because he did not go to Mass on Sundays. The barber excused himself that he had a lot of work that day. But after reflecting well, he thought that he could get up earlier and go to Mass before going to work. On another occasion, a doctor went to confession with Padre Pio, who was also rejected, because Padre Pio said that he was committing impure acts and could not make the promise to correct himself. After pondering, he went again to see Padre Pio and promised that he would avoid them. Padre Pio told him, "If in 15 days you have fallen again, do not confess with me again." He fell and did not return for fear of being rejected again. After a few weeks, being prepared and determined not to fall, he returned and was welcomed with a smile and open arms. Padre Pio was demanding and demanded seriousness and the decision to change. Father Gerardo di Flumeri related the following fact. "In 1951, I went to preach during Lent in a certain parish, and the parish priest asked me if I knew Padre Pio. I replied that I did, and that he was a religious with a holy life. He told me that a blind man from his parish had gone to confession to San Giovanni Rotondo, and Padre Pio, before the man was kneeling, Padre Pio sent him out, saying, 'Pig, get out of here!' He walked away resentful. I spoke with the blind man, and asking him, he clarified that he lived with a woman without being married. I explained to him that this was a sin, and for that reason, Padre Pio had expelled him from the confessional, where he had only gone seeking physical healing. The blind man meditated on my words, and after a few days, the man came to me to tell me that he had decided to marry the woman and wanted me to hear his confession, assuring that after they were married, he would go to San Giovanni Rotondo to thank Padre Pio for his loving rudeness." Praise be Jesus Christ, and blessed be the Virgin Mary, our Mother. Amen.